This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Paul Haas, who, of course, is the conductor, the music director of the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas. Sona, welcome back.
Thank you, Kyle. Pleasure to be here with you.
And it hasn't been that long since you were here in Fayetteville before, because it was the Christmas concert, and it's been not even a month, right?
Yeah, it's just over a month at this point.
Yeah. So, this is Masterworks 2, and this is a bold concert.
Yes, this is a concert of broad, huge, glorious strokes. The two main pieces on the program, of course, Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto, number one. This is perhaps one of the most famous pieces on the earth,
right?
And deservedly so. It's just a masterpiece, a gargantuan sound that comes out of the orchestra, that comes out of the pianist. Well, actually, technically speaking, it's not out of the pianist; it's out of the piano itself.
Right.
But we won't go into that. So it's just a wonderful, wonderful piece. Just enormous, I think, is the word for it, and just really beautiful, melodic. But in fact, both of these composers, if I were to think of the composers who are the master melodists of all time, these two would be right at the top of the list. And so Prokofiev, another totally different work, of course, I mean, written in the middle of the 20th century as opposed to Tchaikovsky, who's in the 19th century. Different time periods, but just an enormous piece also. And it goes to, it really touches on some interesting and essential characters of the human spirit, this symphony, Prokofiev number 5. And we can get into that later, but just an amazing concert we're about to perform.
Yeah, I do want to talk about the pieces a little bit, but let's also talk about the guest artist. She is going to be here.
She is going to be here, yes. In fact, she was here a year ago.
That's right, just couldn't...
Yeah, exactly. Her hand was injured just before coming out here, and we had this amazing sort of group effort to get a replacement. Sergei Babayan was her replacement, who was, you know, one of the performing stars out there, and he just happened to, number one, be her teacher, number two, be available, and number three, be willing to donate his services. So it was kind of this trifecta of glory.
And he was also quite familiar with the piece.
Exactly. He had just played it with one of the best orchestras in the world under one of the best conductors in the world. So it was, you know, we did pretty well a year ago. Anyway, so she has, Qingyan has in the meantime healed quite nicely and is back performing, and we're so excited to have her down here again. I was so excited a year ago, but we didn't have the opportunity to do it. So this time it's another Russian work, and just cannot wait.
You know, these pieces were written, what, 70 years apart, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. Tchaikovsky late 19th century, Prokofiev in the mid 20th century. When I was getting ready for our conversation, I realized there was something, though, that kind of linked them. Well, many things that linked them.
But one, let's start with their Russian.
Yes, they're both Russian. Both written at times of strife. But Prokofiev written during World War II, and just a year or so before he was done with his, Vladimir Horowitz performed the Tchaikovsky in this famous fundraising edition for World War II.
Right. No, that is funny. I hadn't even known about that coincidence, but it's definitely true. If you look at music, classical music through history, there was this sort of point around, let's call it the turn of the 20th century, where music stopped being as, you know, concrete as it didn't exist by itself as much as it had in the past. You started to get works that are deeply related to events happening in the world at that time. So, you know, you look at a piece like Tchaikovsky, Piano Concerto number 1, and it's a piano concerto. I mean, it was written when it was written, and there were all these things going on around it, and all those things added to what Tchaikovsky was and how he wrote. But this piece is no more related to current events than, I don't know, Beethoven 9 was related to current events. I mean, it's this sort of monumental gesture to humanity, let's call it. Whereas you look at a piece like Prokofiev's Fifth Symphony, which we're also performing on this program, this is deeply related to World War II. It's deeply related to everything that's gone on to the Russian people since 1917, this inexorable march towards what we know happened. This is written in a country where everyone knew what was going on, but nobody could do anything about it. So it was, this piece is at once sort of memorializing this horrific march to an awful state of affairs, but at the same time, it's a cry out to universal humanity. This is about the resilience of the human spirit in the face of events like what we're going on, and so. In that way, it's interesting to compare the two pieces, from the totally concrete, unrelated to history, for all intents and purposes, mm-hmm. And then this Prokofiev, which is deeply related,
but still, and this is what great art does, incredibly universal.
Absolutely, I mean, it's. Any great, I'm sure there are a lot of pieces out there. Wellington's March by Beethoven, for instance. There are a lot of great pieces that are tied to historic events, but which don't pass the test of
sure.
Are they universal?
Right.
And so, there are a lot. Yeah, but this piece does pass both tests. Not sure which tests. It's not like you have a piece has to be related to current events to be universal, but this one is, it's one of the most incredible pieces for me. I mean, I grew up listening to this piece and just finding it, just having it strike a chord within me, really. More than most other pieces, just it allowed me to get inside of it, or it got inside of me in a totally unironic way. As mm-hmm. adults we kind of have this layer of knowledge and judgment that's between us and whatever we're watching, listening to, whatever
right.
it is. This piece is not, for me, it's no holds barred, just in it. And it's quite a ride.
The concert is Saturday night. Baton goes up at 7:30, correct?
Well, hopefully it comes down at 7:30.
Okay, well, it's got to go up before it comes down, right?
Exactly. Now you want to get into physics now.
Yeah.
So.
And Walton Arts Center.
That's right.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Kyle.
Oh, and there will be a conversation beforehand.
Yes, with you, actually.
Yeah, we'll do more of this.
Absolutely. So that's at 6:45, I believe, or thereabouts.
Right, in Star.
Star Theater, that's right. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Paul.
Take care.